Indian War. The conflict was the result of a decades-long territorial dispute between France and England over the whole Ohio Valley region. Ohio was important for a couple of reasons. Firstly, and most obviously, it was a productive area for the fur trade network. And secondly, the 13 colonies, especially Virginia, wanted to expand westward, and the French were in the way. The Americans were particularly unhappy that the French constructed Fort Duquesne in the area of contention. So the Virginians sent an officer named George Washington to deliver a message ordering the French to leave. The French literally laughed in Washington's face. Washington needed little coaxing to return and attack the French next year. He and a force of about 150 men led an ambush in which 10 Canadians were killed. This was the first action in what would eventually become a world war. After the attack, Washington and his men were in full retreat as the main force from Fort Duquesne pursued them through the wilderness. The French caught up with the Americans, and after a brief battle at Fort Necessity, which was little more than an improvised structure of logs piled on one another, basically, by the Americans, Washington surrendered. All of the violence, for example, the ambush and the short battle, etc., had taken place during peacetime. War had not been officially declared by either France or England. With the treatment of Washington and their subsequent defeat at Fort Necessity, the Americans felt their honor had been insulted. They therefore plotted, again during peacetime, a major assault on French outposts throughout North America. The following locations became targets: Fort Niagara, Fort Champlain, Acadia, and Fort Duquesne. Command of the English-American force was given to the blustering and red-faced General Braddock. Braddock led his American strike force into the Ohio Valley. The American expedition turned out to be a fiasco. In the wilderness, Braddock had his men march side by side as though they were marching in parade. This type of formation was useful in wide open spaces because mobility was not a problem, but they weren't on a parade ground. They were marching in a densely wooded area full of hills, rocks, and crevasses. And Canadians. The Canadians, who were experienced in frontier war, set up an ambush. A small band of Canadians and First Nations allies waited patiently for Braddock's force to march into a spot where hills rose sharply on either side of the Americans. The following battle, to quote historian Will Ferguson, was less an ambush than it was a turkey shoot. The Americans had no chance. The French force was essentially invisible by virtue of the surrounding trees. The British lost 977 men and the French 23. I thought of this battle during my son's 5th birthday party. He and his friends didn't have a clue on how to play laser tag. They all stood in a circle facing one another. Meanwhile, the older kids, who knew how to play, kept on shooting the little kids, running away, returning, shooting little kids, etc. My son earned the rank of space cadet for scoring 3 kills. He must have shot himself 3 times. I should talk. I didn't do any better than him, and I was 33 years old at the time. As you can see, just like my son's first laser tag experience, the start of the war went poorly for the British. They ended up canceling the remaining 3 planned campaigns.